From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The leaders of the United States and China offered starkly contrasting views of the direction for trade in Asia in separate speeches in Vietnam today. President Trump spoke to leaders of the major economies in the region at the APEC summit in Da Nang and applauded their accomplishments.
As old friends in the region, no one has been more delighted than America to witness, to help, and to share in the extraordinary progress you have made over the last half century. What the countries and economies represented here today have built in this part of the world is nothing short of miraculous.
Mr. Trump has been seeking to establish a series of bilateral trade relations with Asian nations. In contrast, Chinese President Xi Jinping embraced the multilateral concept, in particular calling for support for a free trade area of the Asia-Pacific that would harmonize regional and bilateral economic pacts. Mr. Xi also termed globalization an irreversible trend, but said the world must work to make it more balanced and inclusive. The crackdown on corruption in Saudi Arabia, led by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, has expanded to several members of the royal family and has also engulfed some of the richest and most powerful people in the region. Many of them are major global investors, and the economic fallout could extend well beyond the political scene in Saudi Arabia. The U.S. military says American forces conducted an airstrike against al-Shabaab in Somalia, killing several militants. The drone strike hit targets in the Bay region of Somalia. No civilians were killed. This is VOA News.